What we'd love to see actually is to get them out into all of the public conveniences that we have across the county. You know, we have new public conveniences that have been just done this year. They've just opened, and it'll be really good to see them to help people just to come along and have that provision there for them. I think it's very, very important. You can't underestimate, you know, what people have to suffer with and the issues that they have. And sometimes people just genuinely can't afford it or have religious views, etc., which can leave someone in a very precarious position. So I think it's very important and a great initiative, and it needs to continue and it needs to be broadened out wider, because I think it's genuinely a very, very important personal issue and it should be addressed.
And it's the kind of thing as well that whenever you're in a position where you have gotten your period and you don't have access to those supplies, people can come withdrawn. They might want to leave their house. They feel unclean. So having access to this for free is vital.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just the inconveniences that women have to go through at times. They could be caught out very badly. And just to know that there's something there for them that they can just grab and get themselves sorted out is very important.
There's a broader issue here as well, that a lot of people would like to see these items untaxed, because they're essential, they are needed for almost half of the population.
They are indeed, and they are very expensive. And especially like if you've got a large family or you've got a lot of siblings, you know, that maybe there's nobody in the household working and they have to try and come up with all of these products, and hygiene products can sometimes be the thing that will be pushed aside. Maybe food is more important, but at the same time, this is vitally important to so many people and to half the population. So it's really important that it is covered.